Welcome to Modcast with Amelie and Valentina.
First of all, I've got a question. Where do you spend your holidays?
Because we both are going to fly to Cornwall near Penzance.
I really look forward to visiting the Eden Project with its many and tropical plants.
But I also like to see Land's End.
Do you know that there are also ghosts in Cornwall?
Are you serious? Ghosts don't exist. Do you mean the smugglers?
Maybe.
Do you know what a smuggler could have looked like?
Well, not really. Maybe they wore long boots and a striped jersey.
I think we should ask an expert, shouldn't we?
Yes, you're right. So here's Cornelia, a smuggler expert. Welcome to Modcast.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
So what did smugglers look like?
Actually, they looked like normal people because they didn't want to be recognized.
Sure, smuggling was illegal, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Many smugglers were transported to the colonies as a punishment, and some of them were hanged at official places as an example to others. Nevertheless, they kept on smuggling because goods, including tea, brandy, gin, rum and tobacco, were taxed heavily. For example, tea could be bought in Europe 1/6 of the price in Britain. Another reason was that smugglers were quite successful these days. For example, the Killigrew family, who founded the town Falmouth, got their money and influence from smuggling and piracy.
But why was so much smuggling going on, especially in Cornwall?
Cornwall is the perfect place for smuggling, with its very long, rocky, uninhabited coast and many coves. There were also only a few revenue men that controlled them. I have to mention that they weren't only smugglers, but also wreckers, who tried to navigate the ships into reefs and cliffs using lights. When the crew drowned, they took the goods that had been washed up on the beach.
Who was the most famous smuggler?
Siblings Finn and Joan were well known these days, and even today they still are. Joan has also been called Black Joan and is believed to have murdered a sailor whose ghost now haunts the Loo Island.
Thank you for answering our questions. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have you heard what she said?
Of course I have.
So I was right, and there are ghosts.
They are stories, nothing more. I have a friend who knows a lot about them. If you want to, we can ask her some things about the ghost stories.
Okay, so here is Jana.
Hello, can you please tell us a story about ghosts?
Hello guys, sure I want you to tell a ghost story that is one of my favorites. Listen, a well-known place of many ghost stories is the Jamaica Inn. According to a legend associated with the house, a sailor was once called out of the bar into the courtyard by a mysterious stranger and was later found murdered there. The spirit of the killed person often sits at night on a wall very close to the murder place. Other ghosts were spotted returning to the rooms. This includes a man with a green coat who is said to be standing ritually at the foot of the guest beds. According to the legend, this is a street robber called Jack Travelers, who was a ritual guest in the local in the years around 1790. A certain room is visited by the ghost of a young woman with a baby on her arm, who always disappears through the mirror as soon as the guest sees her. There are also reports of audible spooky appearances, such as steps on empty corridors and voices speaking in a foreign language. But this is only one of many stories, so when you are interested in them, you can join my internet website or visit Cornwall by yourself.
Thank you for telling the story, Jana. Maybe we'll meet again sometime.
Thank you for being here. Bye.
That was really interesting. I'm so looking forward to our holidays.
Yes, I think it'll be much fun. And we have to ask someone to tell us a story about ghosts and smugglers.
Sure.
And that was the Modcast episode of today. Bye, and see you next time.
Bye.